Little more summer left, but back to school right around the corner, coming up soon for a lot of parents and kids here in Connecticut. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna, and we are talking to Jake Sussman from Superpower Mentors. You can check him out at superpowermentors.com. And Jake, we were talking the other day about back to school and, you know, all the anxiety that comes with starting a new school year, especially here in August. So what can parents do to help their kids feel more at ease as they head back to school this year?
You know, Kevin, first of all, it's great to be back on. You know, as we're gearing up for back to school, this is one of the most high anxiety times for our kids because there's a lot of stuff going on that we may not know, that they may not be sharing right away, right? So as parents and as helpers for them, we want to make sure we're proactive, okay? So something that we want to help make sure, especially when we're dealing with a student that's transitioning into a new school, is helping them set up a new routine, right? Maybe we can go visit the school beforehand and check it out and get a little bit of the lay of the land. The more that we can be in control of that outcome, the better. And something else that I say as well is, and we'll talk about this hopefully a little bit, but helping to talk to those teachers, making sure that we have that success team all built out is really important. I will finally say on this point is, as adults, we've all been through really tough, high, anxious moments that we may not know that next, what may come next, right? Like transitioning back into school.
Yeah.
So it's totally okay to sit down with your child and say, hey, you know, I actually was right there too, and this was some of my experience. So now that opens up a really nice opportunity to bond.
Yeah, that's so true. Because, you know, as parents, you know, I think we've all gone through a lot of things in life. And the point you made about not, we might not know what they're thinking or what they're going through is a good one. And what about kids moving from school to school? So, you know, that can be a big sort of change too, if you're going from a middle school to a high school, things like that.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, look, like at Superpower Mentors, I mean, we're nearing close to 10,000 sessions now. And what we're known for is our transition, right? Because like we said, is that, you know, recognizing that, you know, for when it comes to a transition from middle school to high school, for example, you know, even though it's a new building, Kevin, there's still time still stays the same. We're still dealing with 8 a.m. till 3 p.m. usually, right?
Yeah.
So with that being said, the one thing that we can control, we already know that time is going to be the same, but now we can maybe familiarize ourselves, like I said earlier, with the teachers, right? Maybe we can get a meeting with that teacher beforehand. Building that success team is so important when it comes to a transition because it allows us to be in control as much as possible to what lies ahead. And for a lot of kids that don't know how to navigate those feelings, they're just going to be maybe more reactive a little bit. So if they're noticing your child doing that, perhaps it's because they're feeling a little anxious about school, right? So again, make sure that we can build that success team, talking to the teachers, talking to the school, talk to the whoever else, the coach or the mentor, so that everyone's on that same page.
Yeah, definitely. It's really like having a plan, like a strategy, or like even in sports, like having a plan going in. So it's like you're going into a game, you know, with the school year.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to, you know, having that outlet as well and sports and preparing, right? Why do we practice?
Yeah.
We practice to know how to best go into that game that we don't know what it's the outcome, but the outcome is to win, hopefully, right?
Right.
So it's the same thing, but just going into a new school.
And so with that topic of like thinking about sports and things that our kids are going to take on with the new school year, what about helping with time management and maybe even a larger course load? How can we help our kids stay focused and on track?
Oh, that's so great. You know, when it comes to time management, we first have to understand this. I think time management, Jenna, is a really overused word, right? But there's something more specific that comes before time management. That's time prioritization. That if I have five things I have to do, what do I do first? And that all comes down to knowing that importance and the significance of what that is. And something that we always tell our mentees at Superpower Mentors is especially recognizing having ADHD or dyslexia or other executive functioning challenges, being able to visualize time is our biggest blessing. That means maybe using a calendar. I love Google Calendar, for example, being able to put everything on there so that I can really see all of those filled space is called time blocking, right? So if you can visualize time like a puzzle and everything else, that white space on a calendar is just open time, that will allow the student to start to realize I either don't have a lot of time or I have way more time than I realize. So understanding that that front is huge. And I also tell our mentees, this is great. You know, I always say, like, what are you, and you take someone like Elon Musk, right? What do you both have in common? And at the end of the day, it's 24 hours. That's it. We all were given that amount of time in the day, and it's just how we use that time. So that's one really nice component that will help these kids start to visualize, you know, the importance of time. Now, one other point here, I'm a really big fan of the time timer. Now, if you don't know what that is, you can just go on Google and look it up. But essentially, it allows you to visualize time in a way that will let you work backwards from that. So for one parent, if we know what 2 o'clock is, but for someone with ADHD, they may not be able to visualize 2 o'clock because that means we have to work backwards from something you can't hold. So being able to get something like a time timer that you can visualize actually how much time is 10 minutes, okay, that will empower your kids to be able to be like, oh, 10 minutes is up. I got to go on to the next thing versus maybe fixating on the game or the homework or whatnot. So first, time is important. When it comes to large course loads, again, having a relationship with the teachers are key because if we can help communicate that these are some of my strengths and challenges, maybe it'll take one student longer. For me, it was math. I was the slowest at math. So I had to make sure that my teacher knew, and she actually, I can't guarantee this for everyone, but she helped give me some extensions on some of my assignments, knowing that I'm a little bit slower in that topic.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, the time thing, like I know when I accomplish a task or you get something off your list or off your plate or you free up some time, it's instant. Like it's instant. You feel a relief, like almost physically, you know?
Kevin, you know, it's so true. And that is a really significant part, especially, again, having ADHD or knowing that feeling, forget just ADHD, but just feeling like you're making progress in something, right? Yeah. So I always tell at Superpower Mentors, we help our kids win the morning, win the day, right? So what's one thing you're going to do when you first wake up to feel good? Maybe we make our bed. That's one thing we could do today. We can cross it off the list. And by crossing it off, we can look back and be like, you know what? I did something today. I made my bed. Or I did this part of my big paper that's going to be due in 3 weeks, and I feel accomplished. That feeling of progress is massive to have to find that confidence in the classroom.
Definitely. And, you know, we're talking about parents in a support system. You know, why is it so important to build a team, you know, a support team for your child during these big changes, whether it's at home or, you know, just around them with the family and all that?
Look, at the end of the day, no one can do it alone, period. Okay, I don't care what, if anyone says otherwise, I don't believe it.
Right.
Like, you can't sail a ship on your own. There's a reason why you need a crew. And that's what we are, right? I want you to imagine your kid is the captain, right? You need a co-captain, you need your shipmen, you need the guys in the kitchen making the food, you need the sails, right? You got so many things going on. Okay, everyone has a role. And that's something that at Superpower Mentors, we realized that growing up, especially having a learning difference perhaps, right? There's all these people that play a role. Okay, you have your therapist, you have your psychologist, the tutor, the teachers, executive functioning coach. You have all these people, and everyone has a very important role to play. But still, there's still that thing missing, which is someone who can relate. Someone that can say, you know what, I have what you have, and I love what you love. And being able to bond through that, seeing that person as a role model, will help kids look up to that person and say, you know what, if Jake can do it, I can do it. Mm. That is an essential part to the team that is often overlooked. But it's the thing that, look, we have over 150 mentors in our program. Every single one of them say the same thing, right? Where was this when I was a kid? I needed that person to just say, hey, me too. I was there.
Yeah.
It's very true. I love the note that you made about let the kid be the captain of the ship, right?
Yeah.
And like kind of follow their cues and listen to what they're saying. And we know that sometimes not everyone around our children will be as understanding or as aware of the differences that they're dealing with. And sometimes this opens up doors to bullying. So let's talk about that. Like, how can parents have a conversation with their kids about bullying and make it clear to their child that, hey, this is not okay. This is not something that you have to say. It's fine, right?
Yeah, it's really important. Look, like, I was, to be very transparent on air, like, I was severely bullied in middle school. I was told I was three grade levels behind in reading. You know, I was, you know, reading out loud in class. Kids were laughing at me, and it was humiliating. And I always was like, you know, I wish that parents would just sit down with their kids and just tell them it's not okay, at least.
Yeah.
Right? You know, there are other kids out there that may not understand certain things. I think a lot of bullying comes from insecurity, right? Mind of someone else to be put down so that the bully cannot feel less than, right? So I think that there's a bigger piece here. So for a parent to sit down with their kid and just to explain, every single person learns differently, right? We believe at Superpower Mentors in this beautiful word called neurodiversity, where no mind is the same. I don't care what you have. Every single person learns differently, which means, right, you may know something I don't know, and I know may something you don't know. And because of that, you can't compare. And a lot of that classroom bullying, if someone's different is okay. Different is cool. And if we could encourage our kids to go out of their comfort zone and say hi to someone they don't know, I think it's going to be a really, really great first step. But you know what? It happens, and it all starts at home, I'm telling you. So parents listening, like, it's a real big opportunity to reflect, right? Where are your kids at? How do they view themselves? Who are the friends they're hanging out with? What does it mean to have good friends? These are really important questions to have. And also, online bullying is, I mean, like, it's next level today.
Right.
So safety online is really important. There's some great resources out there for parents to look for.
Yeah, that's a huge point, definitely. And, you know, school can be a lot. You know, kids are going back. You know, maybe they're changing schools, like we said earlier. What are some good outlets or activities that can help kids stay emotionally balanced during the school year, even hobbies, things like that?
It's such outlets are the key. I'm telling you right now. One of the essential cores at Superpower Mentors in our program is we help our mentees find outlets of which helps give them confidence. And we found that there's three main outlets that we need in order to find our confidence and feel good about ourselves. First of all, everyone has outlets. Kevin and Jenna, you all have outlets. I have outlets.
Yeah.
Every single person listening to this has outlets, whether they're toxic or they're healthy. Everyone has them.
Okay? Right.
We don't have to go into the toxic right now, but you know what you know, okay?
Right.
But look, we've found there's three main outlets that we need. It's an outlet that boosts our heart rate, passion, and creative expression. And I'm going to break it down. Why do I say heart rate versus exercise? Because that's not what it's about. It's not about exercise here, okay? That's an activity you can do. When I say heart rate, I mean oxygen to your brain, okay? There's been studies that have linked cardiovascular exercise and reduced anxiety and depressed moods. How are we getting oxygen to our brain so that we can think clearly? That's one. The next is an outlet that boosts your creative expression, that thing that helps you feel seen and expressed. And then the third is an outlet that boosts your passion, which is the thing that will help throw the covers out of bed in the morning. So now, this is where we have to reflect and say, can we confidently check off all three? You may have an outlet that fills two of the three, right? But if there is one thing missing, and if there is something off in your life, I'll almost put money on it, you're missing one of those three. So for our kids, we will help them find these outlets, especially that heart rate one. But passion, if your kids are struggling waking up in the morning, maybe they're missing a passion, that thing that gets them excited again. So these are really good conversation starters to have with your kids. I will also mention if they're playing video games, which most of them are probably, parents, don't be afraid to sit down and have them teach you how to play. I speak to so many parents that say, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand. How can they do that for hours? Right?
Yeah.
The amount of times that I ask them, when was the last time you actually sat down and had them teach you? They usually say never. So that opens up a door to bond with your kid and understand that everything that we love and do is not random. So that would be, that's what I would say on having those balanced outlets during the year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's such a great point. Yeah, the passion. And if you start at a young age with kids, you know, we talked about routine earlier, you know, that will be something that will carry through in their life. And then it won't seem like they're actively trying to do these things. They'll just be part of what they do in their daily lives.
Right. And I'll tell you, when I was bullied, my lowest point in sixth grade in public school, I found model trains. I love model trains. I think they're the coolest things ever. And I lost myself in my basement for hours at a time in my imagination.
Yeah.
That was where I taught myself how to read. I discovered engineering and architecture, and like I was all things I was told I'd always struggle in. I somehow did it in the thing I loved. That is where confidence is. It's right in front of us, guys. It's right there. So we just have to open our eyes.
Yeah, there really is something beautiful about how hobbies can like feed into our lives. So that's really great, Jake. Yeah,
it's great. This has been fantastic today. Jake Sussman, Superpower Mentors. Make sure to go and learn all about them at superpowermentors.com. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Jake. And let's have a great school year, right?
Let's do it. Thanks, Kevin and Jen. I appreciate you both.